Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Premiering on Channel 11, a 60-minute documentary. Well, it's more fun than your normal documentary. Chicago Works with Jeffrey Baer. It's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Meet the people who work behind the scenes to keep Chicago moving. Jeffrey is with us. And you uncovered a few secrets here, didn't you, Jeff?
Oh, it was great. There's so much heart in this show. So we meet the people who raise and lower the Chicago River bridges in the spring and in the fall. I go down underneath the bridge with them, and these gears are as big as you are. I went inside the scoreboard at Wrigley Field and helped them change the score. It's not entirely a sports show, but I went to the United Center and I helped them change the floor from basketball to hockey, and then I got to ride on the Zamboni, and it was amazing to watch them do this.
You could do an hour just on that. It's fascinating the way they'll have a concert, they'll have a hockey game, they'll have a basketball
game.
It's incredible.
It is. And that actually the supervisor, I said, what's the biggest surprise? And he said, people are always surprised that the ice is always under there. Like when there's a basketball game, when you're in a concert, there's still ice under there. So it's a process of uncovering it, and they're so proud of it. They do it in 2.5 hours, and there's just so much pride in this whole show. I thought people, you know, it's a show about Chicago Works, about all the people who do the things behind the scenes, which I've always been fascinated by.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought people we'd just be in their way filming, right? I thought we'd show up, everybody like, get out of our way, we've got a job to do. These people were so excited that somebody was going to show what they do.
Sure, they
people
appreciate
never get to see.
Right, exactly. You know, you don't hear that slogan much anymore. It used to be Chicago, the city that works.
Yeah.
And that's why you call this Chicago Works. But it's interesting to uncover some of these secrets. Also, I was looking at what you've got going on this program, and one of the things that really I thought, especially this time of year, would be interesting, you went to America's largest UPS ground sorting facility in suburban Hodgkins. What was that like?
So imagine like the 10 times the biggest ride you've ever seen at Six Flags under one roof. You go in this place and it seems like square miles of conveyor belts and laser scanners and all kinds of things. And they've got thousands of trucks coming in on one side and going out on the other side. And it takes less than 5 minutes for a package to go from one side to the other. We actually put a small camera in one of the packages, so we go riding along on the conveyor belts. But it's very automated. But there are thousands of people who work there. But I've always wondered, how do they do this? How do they get your package to you in one day?
Yeah.
So it comes off a truck. It goes flying down a conveyor belt. They've got these scanners that can read all different sides of the package. So no matter how the package lands on the belt, the scanner can scan the label.
Yeah.
And then immediately gets shunted off to wherever it belongs. And there's these little arms that kind of like kick the package off the conveyor belt into the back of the truck. It's really amazing to see. And the guy who kind of keeps it all running and continually improves and designs it, I said, you know, how'd you learn how to do this? And he said, you know, when I was a little kid, if a toaster broke, I was the one who would take it apart, try to figure out how it worked and put it back together. And he's now just doing it on like an orders of magnitude, you know, larger scale.
I hope the package that you put your camera in didn't end up a victim of a porch pirate.
Yeah, really? Well, they take a picture of it when it lands on your... I said to him, so those little arms, they shove the package down the chute. And he goes, we prefer to say they gently move.
Of course. So of all these things that you kind of reveal on mm-hmm. this show, was there one that you thought, man, I have finally learned this secret?
Yeah, well, you know, I've always wondered first of all, we met the people who kill the rats in the alleys. They're the nicest people. It was amazing.
Really?
I said
having that job, they have a good disposition.
I said at the end of the interview, you guys don't seem like cold-blooded killers. but they, I said to the woman who was in charge of the crew, I said, no, rats are really smart. Do you know, and they can get into a space the size of a quarter. You know, I said, do you respect them? And she took a pause and she goes, no, I kill them. You know? But there is an antidote to, they put this, you know, terrible stuff down in the hole, you know, that the rat causes the rat to bleed out, unfortunately. But she said it, you know, it won't kill your pets. It won't kill you. The antidote is vitamin K1 or something. So I said, rats are smart. Are they stockpiling K1 down there in their burrows to, you know, save themselves?
Unbelievable. The people behind the scenes we don't often see, including the folks in the alleys. You can watch the show. It premieres tomorrow night at 7 on WTTW Chicago Works with Jeffrey Bear. And also on the website, you can check all this out.
Yes.
WTTW.com/Chicago Works. I'm glad to hear we're still the city that works.
Yeah, well, it's always wonderful to come and see you, Bob, a WTTW veteran yourself.
Yes, I read recently in my biography that I once worked there in Chicago Tonight. Say hello to anybody who might still be there.
Oh, they'll all be happy to say hello back.
And we'll watch. It's an hour. It premieres again tomorrow night at 7 WTTW Chicago Works. Jeffrey Bear. Thanks, Jeff. Good
Thank
to see you.
Thank you for having me on. Love it.